Roman numeral number 8. The mature bride is the goal of God's will. Revelation 19:7. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 9. And he said to me, Write, blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb. A. The readiness of the corporate bride depends on the maturity in life of the overcomers. B. The marriage of the Lamb is the issue of the completion of God's New Testament economy, which is to obtain for Christ the bride, the church, through his judicial redemption and by his organic salvation in his divine life. C. In the Gospel of John, Christ is revealed both as the Lamb who came to take away sin and as the bridegroom who came that he might have the bride. D. Christ's goal is not to remove sin, it is to have the bride. 1. In the book of Revelation, we see that Christ is the Lamb and the coming bridegroom. Therefore, as the bridegroom, he must have a wedding. 2. The wedding of the Lamb will be a universal wedding. It will be the marriage of the Redeemer and the redeemed. 3. Christ is coming as the bridegroom, and we are going as the bride. E. A very crucial matter is the readiness of the bride. 1. According to Revelation 19:8 and 9, the wife, the bride of Christ here, consists only of the overcoming believers during the millennium. 2. The readiness of the bride depends on the maturity in life of the overcomers, who are not separate individuals, but the corporate bride. 3. In Revelation 19:6, the voice of the great multitude proclaims, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Small a. The reign of God, the kingdom, is related to the marriage of the Lamb. Small b. The wedding will bring in the reign of the Lord, the kingdom, because all the guests called to the wedding will be both the corporate bride and the co-kings of the bridegroom. All his co-kings will be his corporate bride. Small c. To the overcomers, the 1,000 years of the millennial kingdom will be a wedding feast. Small d. Everyone invited to the wedding feast will also participate in the 1,000-year reign as kings. Small e. For the overcomers reigning with Christ in the kingdom will be the wedding feast. Revelation 26. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.